In the second century, many Christians believed the Apocalypse of Peter was spiritually inspired. Perhaps this was the reason it was seriously considered for inclusion in the New Testament.
When Eusebius talks about the books that are accepted, disputed, and rejected, in the disputed columns, that was the ones that could go in or out, he puts the Apocalypse of Peter and admits it was very, very popular. In fact, he has more doubts about the Apocalypse of John, which is the one in our New Testament we call the Book of Revelation. He's very unsure about that, but the Apocalypse of Peter is really one he seriously considers.